In the last episode, we showed you the world's overwhelming anger and outright rejection of America's deal of the century. But there were many more voices opposing the deal of the century that we needed to bring to light. In this episode, we bring you a few more of the world's shocking reactions to the bogus deal of the century. The plan was criticized by countless non-Muslim individuals, including Jews and even multiple Christian denominations, such as the Nazareth Evangelical College, the Jordan Evangelical Council, the Gaza Baptist Church, the Presbyterian Church of Aleppo, Syria, the World Evangelical Alliance, the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary in Beirut, Lebanon, and even the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. Non-Muslim individuals. Ilan Pappe. Israeli historian and social activist Ilan Pappe said previous U.S. administrations had turned a blind eye to Israel's policies of expanding settlements while publicly opposing annexation and settlements. But this administration has closed the gap between the insincere declared positions and the real ones.
Daniel Kurtzer.
Former ambassador to Israel Daniel Kurtzer says this administration's policy is now to support everything Israel wants. And I have compared this process to a magic show where the illusionist tells you, keep your eye on your left hand while the action is actually going on with your right. They are telling us to keep our eyes on the plan, but the action is on the ground, like moving the embassy to Jerusalem, cutting off communications with the Palestinians. That is the goal. The whole process is a farce.
Phyllis Bennis, director of the New Internationalism Project at the Institute for Palestine Studies.
Phyllis Bennis said, I think there also might be language about this being the end of the conflict which has been tried before. And what it essentially means is not that it's an end to occupation or an end to apartheid or an end to inequality, but that it's an end to the right of resistance.
Evangelical Christian Daoud Kutab, secretary of the Jordan Evangelical Council in Amman.
Daoud Kutab said he read the plan in full and concluded that its contents and its rollout sounded more like a surrender dictate than a peace plan. He further said that despite using the words Palestinian state, the plan gives Palestine no real independence and allows Israel control over borders, over the air and sea, and Israeli security forces can enter Palestine at any time they choose. It is a surrender document that will lay the grounds for Palestinians to continue to live under Israeli discrimination.
Baptist Martin Akkad, chief academic officer at Arab Baptist Theological Seminary in Beirut, Lebanon.
Martin Akkad said the plan is unilaterally designed to fit Israeli needs.
Hanna Massad, Palestinian Baptist pastor who led Gaza Baptist Church for 12 years.
Hanna Massad said the plan is unfair and fails to meet either Palestinian ambitions or UN resolutions. It contains no justice, which for him means Jerusalem for a Palestinian capital and a return to 1967 borders.
Pope Francis.
Talking about the deal, Pope Francis said that the danger of inequitable solutions would only be a prelude to new crises.
Wassam Al-Salibi, Geneva-based advocacy officer for the World Evangelical Alliance and a Lebanese evangelical.
Wassam Al-Salibi said, the deal of the century seems to enshrine the injustice of the current situation. And this can never achieve peace, even if the Arab nations and the whole world accepted it.
Lisa Loden, Messianic Jew, the Messianic Jewish co-chair of the Lausanne Initiative for Reconciliation in Israel-Palestine.
Lisa Loden says, my reaction was one of deep sadness, pain, and grief at what this plan could mean for the people of this region. The continuation of Israeli control over Palestinian lives. And according to the plan, the ongoing militarization of this and future generations of Israelis who would continue to exert that control is an untenable situation, resulting in collective trauma for both sides. She also said, "I was struck by the total absence of any Palestinian city name on the map," and finally concluding that the non-viable and non-contiguous Palestinian state described in the plan and visualized in the accompanying map are unrealistic. Multiple nations coming together. Major organizations and unions with multiple nations across the globe as their members have also openly come out against the deal of the century.
The Arab Interparliamentary Union.
In their final communique at the emergency session of the Arab Interparliamentary Union, a body representing 20 Arab parliaments stated, the top Arab parliamentarians vehemently reject any unfair or unilateral solution that does not fulfill the Palestinian people's inalienable rights. Chief among them is the right to establish an independent state with Jerusalem al-Quds as its capital.
The European Union.
The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, did not think that Trump's deal of the century stands a chance to succeed, saying, "The experience over the past 50 years has shown that without agreement among all sides, no peace plan has the chance to succeed." He also added that the plan broke with internationally agreed parameters.
The Arab League.
The Arab League, a 22-member pan-Arab body, said it rejects the U.S.-Israeli deal of the century, considering that it does not meet the minimum rights and aspirations of Palestinian people, and that it ignored legitimate Palestinian rights in the territories. The Arab League further agreed not to cooperate with the U.S. administration to implement this plan.
The African Union.
The African Union, a 55-member state continental union, condemned as illegitimate the deal of the century, stressing that the plan is in sheer violation of multiple United Nations and the African Union resolutions, expressing solidarity with the Palestinian cause.
The Organization of Islamic Conference.
The Organization of Islamic Conference, an international organization consisting of 57 member states with a collective population of well over 1.8 billion people, said it calls on all member states not to engage with this plan or to cooperate with the U.S. administration in implementing it in any form.
The European Parliament.
An overwhelming majority of the European Parliament's lawmakers have censured the deal of the century, saying the contentious plan defies international law.
Manuel Pineda Marin, Spanish politician and member of the European Parliament.
He called the American proposal the fraud of the century.
Kati Piri, Hungarian-born Dutch politician and member of the European Parliament.
She said the deal was one-sided, illegal, and intentionally provocative, adding that the deal is aimed at legalizing settlement and annexation of the West Bank, while risks bringing more suffering for the Palestinian people.
The United Nations.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, "The United Nations remains committed to supporting Palestinians and Israelis to resolve the conflict on the basis of United Nations resolutions, international law, and bilateral agreements."
Amnesty International. Philip Luther.
Amnesty International's Middle East and North Africa Research and Advocacy Director. Philip Luther said, "While the Trump administration has emphasized the principle of land swaps in its deal, we should make no mistake that it is proposing further annexation of Palestinian territory, which would flagrantly violate international humanitarian law. During more than half a century of occupation, Israel has imposed a system of institutionalized discrimination against Palestinians under its rule, denying them basic rights and access to effective remedies for violations. The deal amounts to endorsement of these brutal, unlawful policies. And finally, we bring you the voice of truth and justice, nobility and honor, courage and piety. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
خب شنیدید دیگه، همه دنیا شنیدن که زورگویان و سرگردن بگیران آمریکایی از یک طرحی اخیراً رونمایی کردن، اسمش هم گذاشتن معامله قرن، برای خاطر اینکه اونها آمدن با یه طرف دیگری که همون صهیونیست‌ها هستند معامله کردن. موضوع معامله یه چیزی است که متعلق به اونها نیست، مال فلسطینی‌ها رو با هم دیگه معامله کرد، یکی داده یکی گرفته. این خباثت نیست، این دغلکاری نیست. فلسطین مال فلسطینی‌هاست. شما چه کار هستید که بیایید راجع به فلسطین تصمیم بگیرید که بیت المقدس اینجور باشه، فلانجا اینجور باشه، حکومت فلسطین مرکزش در فلانجا باشه؟ به شما چه؟ شما کی هستی؟ بنابراین اینی که دیگرون بیان، آمریکا بیاد درباره ملک دیگران و زمین دیگران و کشور خانه دیگران تصمیم گیری بکنه، این نشان دهنده دغلکاری و خباثت و بدنهادی کسانی است که این کار را انجام میدن. این کاری که اینا کردن به عکس موجب شد که مسئله فلسطین زنده شد. الان همه دنیا نسبت به مظلومیت مردم فلسطین و اینکه حق با اینهاست دارن حرف میزنن و آمریکا رو محکوم میکنن. حالا به چهار تا سران خائن عرب نباید نگاه کرد که اینا رفتند و کف زدند و اونا ارزشی ندارن، لیاقتی ندارن، تو ملت خودشون هم آبرویی ندارن. همین حالا فلسطین زنده تر شد، مجموعه های فلسطینی در دنیا بیشتر مطرح شدند، نام فلسطین بیشتر سر زبان ها افتاد و مظلومیتشون واضح شد. علاجش چیز؟ علاج عبارت است از ایستادگی و مقاومت شجاعانه. دو ملت فلسطین و عناصر فلسطینی و سازمان های فلسطینی بایستی با جهاد فداکارانه خودشون عرصه رو بر دشمن صهیونیسم و بر آمریکا تنگ کنند. راهش فقط این. همه دنیای اسلام هم باید از اینا کمک کنن و حمایت کنن. همه ملت‌های مسلمان باید از فلسطینی‌ها پشتیبانی کنن و حمایت کنن. این علاج. خوشبختانه امروز در منطقه غرب آسیا مخصوص فلسطین نیست، در یک دائره وسیع‌تری از فلسطین این مقاومت وجود دارد و روز به روز انشالله این مقاومت بیشتر خواهد شد و ما به عنوان نظام جمهوری اسلامی وظیفه خودمون رو پشتیبانی از گروه های مبارز فلسطینی میدانیم و هر جور بتوانیم، هر مقدار بتوانیم، با همه وجود از اونها پشتیبانی خواهیم کرد و انشالله این پیش خواهد رفت. امیدواریم که شما جوان ها اون روز رو ببینید و انشالله خواهید دید و انشالله در بیت المقدس که اینقدر برای اینها مسئله بیت المقدس مهم است، انشالله شماها در اونجا نماز خواهید خوند. توفیق الله.